Let's go to finance. And a row between Japan and China over islands in the East China Sea is threatening to have serious economic consequences. Several major Japanese companies have suspended their operations in China. They took the action after attacks on shops and car dealerships.
Shares in the companies, including Nissan and Honda, fell sharply in Tokyo. Analysts fear the dispute will damage trade between the two countries, which is worth almost $350 billion a year.
The value of platinum stocks has fallen on news that striking miners in South Africa will return to work tomorrow. Miners at the Lonmin mine have accepted a 22% pay increase.
It follows 6 weeks of industrial unrest that's choked platinum production and kept those prices high. Spot platinum dropped 2.2% to $1,623 an ounce yesterday. Let's have a look at the broader markets now. The Dow gained 12 points overnight. The Nasdaq was steady, though. The S&P 500 dropped 2, and across in London, the FTSE shed 25. To commodity markets, West Texas crude is trading at $95 a barrel. Tapis crude is at $117 a barrel. And gold is $1,771 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 105 US cents, 80 euro cents, and 64 pence sterling.